T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Paul, back with you. Happy Tuesday morning, fourth day of August, I think. Minnesota tax revenue is down, but our bond rating is holding steady, which I find remarkable with everything going on and a projected $4.7 billion deficit. With us to make sense out of all this is Blois Olson from The Morning Take. Good morning, Blois.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, no, the state announced last Friday that it expected the deficit to kind of balloon here over the next biennium to $4.7 billion over the next 2 years. That created some tension between the governor's office and the legislature because they were not planning on giving kind of a full report in August, but rather waiting till November, probably after the election, to give a full forecast. The legislators and the governor will have to work out a new budget next year. The question is, are there cuts that should come this year? What is, you know, what is the federal relief that's going to fill in some of those gaps related to the pandemic? And then ultimately, should the state sell bonds this year? And so the state has said it'll go ahead and sell bonds this year because the rating is high. That means interest rates are low, and the borrowing capacity for the state is good. But of course, legislators and the governor haven't been able to agree on a bonding bill. So there's a chance that the state will sell bonds, but we won't know what they're selling the projects for. So instead, they'll sell some general bonds, and then get that revenue and hope legislators and the governor can work on a bonding bill, because they do know that those bonding projects will have a significant amount of jobs, which obviously the state will need.
Blois, I couldn't help but notice that tax revenue between March and May in Minnesota down 29%. I mean, are people talking about potential cuts in services across the state because of this shortfall?
So there hasn't been a lot of talk about that. And that's one of the things that Republicans have started to be very frustrated about is how can we just keep spending? There haven't been any furloughs or layoffs at the state government. There hasn't been any proposed service cuts. And people think that there's a sense that Governor Walz is just trying to hold on as long as he can, hoping that maybe this next stimulus package from the federal government has even more money. Minnesota has gotten over $1 billion so far. And so I think that's going to be the debate when legislators go back into special session, most likely next week.
In today's Morning Take, which you send out every weekday morning, which is excellent, by the way, at the risk of editorializing, you do a good job of trying to summarize and frame the major issues. 1 week till primary day, and you write that voters planning to vote early by mail for the August 11th primary should return their ballots in the mail no later than tomorrow, right?
Correct. So today and tomorrow would be the last day. It has to be postmarked before the primary, but they have to receive it within just a couple days. And since requests for absentee ballots are up 10 times, that, you know, 10 times multiple means that they're going to need longer hours and more volunteers to potentially process those. And to put it in perspective, Paul, I was just pulling some numbers. We've had over 500,000 requests for absentee ballots, and we had just about 800,000 voters in the DFL gubernatorial primary and another 300,000 in the Republican primary just 2 years ago. So about half the voters, if turnout was the same, which we don't expect it to be, but about half the voters from 2 years ago in the primary have requested absentee ballots, which tells you that voting will look very different next Tuesday.
You know, I keep hearing about some of the problems that New York State is having. You know, tens of thousands of uncounted ballots. Is this going to be a big political issue in Minnesota in terms of the whole mail-in voting
process?
Yes.
You know, it's not clear. Minnesota has a structured system that ballots go back to the county. The county administers the election. And it's, you know, kind of up to the United States Postal Service to make sure they get back. The question is, how do they get tracked? Are they trackable? And Minnesota has never gone through this, like many other states haven't gone through it. Wisconsin had some issues in their March primary. So I can't say that, you know, there's not going to be any issues, but I think people have confidence in Minnesota that the counties are running strong elections and that the Secretary of State offers a great system. So we'll have to wait and see. But I do think people are concerned. And obviously people, individuals get concerned if they think their ballot's not going to get counted.
Yeah, absolutely. Blois, this is a big day for politics on CCO. Tell us about the debate between Senator Tina Smith and Jason Lewis.
Sure, we'll have a forum. It'll be streamed on the radio.com app at 11:30 or online. And then at 6 o'clock tonight, it'll be rebroadcast. And this is part of Ag is Everywhere Week. This is the traditional Farm Fest forum that we would broadcast from Farm Fest. But since there's no Farm Fest this year, it's online, it's virtual. And I'll moderate between the two of them. And we'll talk about a lot of questions about Greater Minnesota, not to mention, obviously, ag issues. And it's been a major topic in the, you know, last 2 years or 3 years, especially with trade policy and things like that. And we'll try to break that down and get answers from both candidates. And again, that's at 11:30 today, and it's brought to you by the Corn Growers.
Looking forward to listening to that on CCO. What did I forget to ask you? What else should listeners know this morning?
So there's one developing story this morning that's kind of interesting, and that is that Mayor Jacob Frey has suggested that Governor Tim Walz dragged his feet too long in his response to Frey's request for the National Guard. And that's a story out in the Star Tribune today. And I think it shows some tension between the governor's office and Frey's office. Obviously, previously, the governor had said that the order or the request was not specific enough, that they needed a very specific request. And so I think people will look and try to read between the lines there of a growing political tension between the mayor of our largest city and the governor.
To be continued. Blois Olson, thank you for the update, sir.
Talk to you tomorrow, Paul.
You bet. When we come back, Dennis Feltgen, you remember that name, he joins us from the National Hurricane Center with an update on Isaias, which is roughing up the East Coast as we speak. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.